here in just a little bit. And see, when we bring it up, and he calls right in. Joining us here on the phones today to talk about his campaign and quite a few of the issues that are affecting Texans out there. Candidate, Republican candidate for governor, current Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Great to visit with you again.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show today, taking a little bit of time. I know you're busy. Your campaign, yourself, you just announced recently some big policy proposals that are out there dealing with ethics and privacy. Let's start with ethics. What are some areas that you really want to tackle as governor?
Well, we want to make sure that we reemphasize that people who hold public office hold a public trust. And when they do so, they need to have the highest ethical standards. And when they go to Austin, Texas, working for the people, they need to do just that as opposed to be working for themselves. And we see too many ways in which too many ethical flags are being raised about ways in which legislators or people in Austin have the opportunity or use the opportunity to line their own pockets as opposed to helping out people back in their districts who they really need to be helping out. And so I'm rolling out some ethics proposals and reforms that, for one, will disclose more information about how legislators and public officials, statewide elected officials, are making their money. Number two, and maybe the more significant of the two, is to get them now for the first time to reveal any types of contracts they have with any of these outside parties, especially local government bodies. We have some people, I believe, working in Austin, Texas, who are using their position to make money from local governmental bodies. And I think it's time that we raise a red flag on that, shine a light on it, and make sure that the general public gets to know what is really going on in Austin, Texas.
There are going to be some people who are against this, who don't want reform in this area. How do you convince people to go along with you on this?
It will have to be the people of the state of Texas who insist that they want more transparency and more solid ethics used by their legislators in Austin, Texas. Because, of course, the entrenched interests in Austin are going to be in favor of the status quo. I'm pushing back against the status quo. I'm pushing back in favor of the local resident in Lubbock or Amarillo or El Paso or wherever they may be. And I think that when the individuals across the state of Texas rise up and join with me and fight for greater disclosure, I think it will put a mandate on these legislators and then the other statewide elected officials to go along with these reforms.
There were some reforms that were attempted in this past legislative session, some things that would expose where money is coming from, who exactly is donating to different outside organizations. What do you think about those areas of reform that did not completely make its way through the legislative session?
Well, there's a couple of different slices there, one of which is in my proposal of reforms that I'm rolling out, and that is people need to know where these campaign contributions are coming from. The way campaign disclosures work is they're typically reported only twice a year, and especially as we get down near the closing days of a campaign and the closing month of a campaign, sometimes the big donors wait and pour a whole bunch of money in at the very end, hoping to avoid scrutiny, but allowing the candidate to spend a big lot of money. And so one of my proposals is to require or really prevent any candidate from spending a single penny of any contribution of over $5,000 in the last 30 days of the campaign unless and until that contribution is disclosed online for everyone in the public to be able to see. There are laws based upon the United States Supreme Court decision that allow big contributions to be made. However, we have a right in the state of Texas to require disclosure of that information so that the voters get to know who is trying to influence the elections.
Visiting with Greg Abbott, Republican candidate for Texas governor, also current attorney general. Let's move on to privacy. It's another big proposal that you discussed, another big platform out there, because when we're looking at privacy, and I've been talking about this for a while now, it seems like the state of Texas and other states out there, they're behind when it comes to privacy and the technology that is out there right now. And as governor, what would you do to ensure privacy rights for Texans?
Well, first, I think government across the board is behind and even getting worse. We all have seen what's going on with regard to the NSA, the IRS, the EPA, increasingly using tools to look at things like our emails, our phone calls, our financial information, our health records, and our political communications. So what's going on is the government is going beyond trying to protect us and instead seeming like they're doing more to protect themselves from political dissent. Well, we're seeing challenges like this even occur in the state of Texas. And so I'm trying to draw a bright line around your personal private information. Let me give you some examples of what's going on in the state of Texas that will surprise a lot of people. One is the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles keeps records on 22 million vehicles and drivers. And that information was sold about 2,500 times last year to businesses like collection agencies, banks, towing companies, and private investigators. But here's the key thing, and that is it was sold without your consent or knowledge. One other example, and that is the Texas Department of Health Services sold information concerning 27 million hospital visits. One business bought and resold that information to 100 customers in just 1 year. Well, the bottom line is, of course, this is your information, and it should be disclosed only upon your express consent. And so I'm looking to make that change in the law. Let me mention one last area along these lines, and that is, the information that is the most unique to you is your DNA. But what we're seeing is that advances in technology are now threatening that privacy right. And so I believe it's time that in the state of Texas, we establish a personal property right for your own DNA. You should be able to control how that information about your DNA is used. Believe it or not, there are four other states in the country that have already come up with laws to protect personal DNA data, and I want Texas to be the fifth.
Let me ask you about cell phones, because this is something that has varied from state to state, whether or not police officers should have to get warrants to search someone's cell phone. If they're stopped, if they're pulled over, this can in some ways tie into a texting while driving ban in some different cities here in the state of Texas. Do you support having officers get a warrant in order to search somebody's phone or not?
I support the Fourth Amendment, and the Fourth Amendment has several layers to it. Sometimes requires a warrant. Other times requires probable cause. But there is an entire body of law that is set up to ensure Fourth Amendment protections. And whether it be your cell phone or anything else, those Fourth Amendment protections have to be followed.
Where do you think cell phones fall on that, though? Does it depend on what you're being pulled over for?
Yeah, I mean, in order for probable cause to be applied, it depends on the totality of the circumstances, part of which would be what you're being pulled over for, part of it depends upon other factors. They don't have the right under the Fourth Amendment just to go seize your cell phone and look at what you've done.
Sure.
They have to have probable cause of a crime.
Well, before we let you go, and we have just about 1 minute left, let me ask you this. It seems like with these proposals, you want to be very hands-on as a governor. Would you be more hands-on than Rick Perry was?
You know, it really is impossible for me to predict or do a compare and contrast. What I can tell you is that I will be a very hands-on governor. We've mentioned in our conversation right now just a snippet of the details that I've already rolled out.
Sure.
We're going to be rolling out a lot of details we already have. We'll be rolling out more. You're going to see a very robust, full-bodied policy proposal by me serving as the next governor to make sure that we keep Texas on track with my firm belief that there is no state in the entire country better than the state of Texas, but knowing that if we don't continue to make changes and advancements, will fall behind. So you'll have a very hands-on, active governor in me to make sure Texas remains the number one state for individual liberty, for freedom, for enterprise, and for the kinds of things that really matter in life.
Texas Attorney General, current Republican candidate for Texas Governor, Greg Abbott, always appreciate your time. We'll be visiting with you throughout the Texas 2014 election process.
It's my honor. Thank you so much.
Have a good one. That's Greg Abbott. We'll go ahead. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.